it's your girl, Grace Oben. Welcome to Magnetize. Are you a dream builder? We are here to help you embark on your life-changing journey. Remember, whatever your mind can conceive, you have the power to achieve. Are you ready to make your dream a reality? Let's do it! Hello, amazing people. Welcome back to Magnetize Podcast. It's your girl, Grace Oben. And today I have the most amazing James Melanchek. He's a coach, high-end coach. He's an author. And I have so benefited from his knowledge, his wisdom as his client, as one of his coaching clients. And I have the honor to have him here on my podcast. And I'll allow James to speak for himself. Hi, James. Good morning. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your time. I know you have a tight schedule. So thank you for being here.
Hi, Grace. You're welcome. Good to see you. Let's help some people and impact some people.
Absolutely. So we'll just go right quickly into the whole discussion today. So, you know, James, you have achieved so many successes and you've impacted so many lives. And I'm one of those lives that you've so impacted with your wisdom, your knowledge. And can you share with our listeners how you got to this point?
Yeah, well, so I grew up in a very tiny, small steel mill town in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here in the U.S. And we didn't have much growing up. Dad worked as a mill worker, and mom was a lunch mother serving lunches to us kids at school. So we didn't have anything growing up. I remember saying, man, when I was in high school, boy, if I could ever make $2,000 a month, I'd be set for life. You know, that was my dream. That was my goal. And so long story short, I was pretty good in the sport of basketball, and I accepted a university basketball scholarship and played and blew out, and I was finished. I had aspirations of playing professional basketball, but you know, once you rip your knee up, that's kind of it. So fortunately, I had a plan B, and I think most people in life don't have a plan B in case plan A doesn't work out. And fortunately, I have a plan A back when I ripped my knee up, and I have plan Bs for everything I do today. I teach entrepreneurs, you got to have a plan B because everybody gets all focused on one thing. And I'm like, well, what if it doesn't work? Or what if the government does this? Or if the economy does this? You know, so what's your plan B? And it amazes me how many folks never have a plan B. So if I had that plan B. My knee, I blew it out. And my plan B was to go, you know, learn business and get a business degree. And long story short, I got out of college and I started my career as a stockbroker with a major Wall Street investment firm. My office was on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. I managed the accounts of entertainers, pro athletes. And because of my young, quick start at a young age, I got asked to start speaking. And one led to two led to three led to nine led to 12. And here we are. I've done 3,000 talks now. I have done coaching. I've done 2,000 one-on-one coaching sessions. You were one of them that we did one-on-one with. And I've written 27 books. I have 21 online courses and done about 15,000 different pieces of media, including being seen on ABC's hit TV show, Primetime, Secret Millionaire, which has now been viewed by 50 million plus people around the world. So that's kind of my little story.
Amazing. So, James, if we have someone who is listening now and they really have the desire to build their dream life, to build something, but they have all this self-doubt, all this, what if it doesn't work? What if this, and they feel they don't even have an idea where to start. What is the simplest way that you can tell them, like give them to start?
Well, I think three things that make people successful. And I've taken, you know, I've read 5,000 some books. I've hired more consultants to consult for me than most people, more coaches. And so what that means for anybody watching or listening is that I have this vast knowledge of pulling from some of the best minds in the world. And so I've learned a lot of different things. But you could go crazy learning all these things, because then it's like, well, where do I start with these 492 ideas I got? So I've narrowed it down for myself to three things. One, it's your mindset. Now, I'm not talking about positive, wishful thinking, pie in the sky stuff. I'm not talking about sitting on a couch in a lotus position going, I hope I get my dreams. That's not how it happens here on planet Earth. You know, that's fun and dandy when people want to sell you stuff, like that you don't have to do anything, no work, but that's not how it really works in life. And so what I talk about is mindset. You got to train yourself to think differently on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, right? So how do you train yourself to think differently? Well, I mean, it's so easy because you've got books out there. I'm still blown away, Grace. It like I'll ask people all the time, what's the last book you read? And they have no idea because they haven't read one in years. I'm like, how you got all this amazing knowledge out there to shift your mindset, and you're choosing to waste your time on other nonsense stuff versus choosing to grow your mind and put good knowledge in. You know, so you got books out there, you've got great Zooms and podcasts like this you can be listening to. You've got great events you can attend, great people you can hire for coaching, et cetera. And yet people choose not to do it, and they choose to waste their life watching television or doing, you know, insignificant things. You know, so I have a plan on how every day I grow my mindset. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, once the mind's expanded, it can't go back to the original place. So most people, you know, like let's take income. They want to raise their income, and they don't understand that they got to raise their mindset first, because you'll never go there in your bank account. First, go there in your mind. So whatever it is, any dream, any goal, personally, professionally, financially, family, health, whatever that is, it starts with your mindset. You got to think differently every single day. Okay, react what I call reality thinking on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. Number, but that's not enough. So what I did was three things into a triangle. First is mindset. Second part of the triangle is skill set. You actually have to go out and get skills. You know, like you can have the greatest mindset about, I'm going to be financially free because I'm going to do real estate investing. Okay, wonderful. That's great. Starts with our mindset. But if you want to do real estate investing, you got to go out and get skills. How do you do lease options? How do you do buy and flips? How do you do fix 'em uppers? How do, you know, promissory notes with lending money for hard money loans? Those are skills. How do you write up a contract? Let's take speaking. Like a lot of people get all gung ho on speaking or coaching that, you know, you get a great mindset. I'm going to, you know, impact people's lives and I'm going to change that. Well, great. What are your skills? Do you know how to deliver a talk the right way? Do you know how to put it together? Do you know how to find all of the people who control budgets who could book you and pay you to speak? See, those are skills that you have to develop. You know, a lot of people talk about mindset, but it's incomplete because it's not mindset, it's mindset and plus skill set. You got to get skills in anything you're doing, right? But that's not enough. It's three things in the triangle. It's mindset, skill set, and then number three, and no one can help you with number three. Number three is get off your assets and get moving. Like, what are you waiting for? Once you shift your mindset, you get some skills. What are you sitting around? Don't take the information and put it on the shelf and turn it into shelf help. Take action and turn it into self help. So that's what I always tell people to try to make it simple. Three things. If there are only three things you could do right now, would be change your mindset by putting good stuff in your mind. See, it's called GIGO, GIGO, garbage in. Most people say garbage out. And I say, no, garbage in, garbage stays, garbage grows, garbage manifests, garbage surrounds your spirit, and then garbage comes out and affects people's lives in a negative manner. On the flip side of the coin, it's called GIGO, GIGO. Great in, great stays. Great grows. Great manifests. Great surrounds your spirit. And then great comes out and impacts your life and other people's lives in a positive manner. You got to be very, very careful what you choose to put into your ear gate, right? But mindset. But secondly, you got to go get those skills. Got to learn how to do certain things. When I used to think it was just mindset, I was broke making $7 an hour working in a video store because I didn't realize, oh, I got to learn skills to become a paid professional speaker. But then that was enough too. So I learned these skills. Now I got to get off my assets and get moving and put the mindset and the skills to work in the real world. So there you go. That's what I would tell anybody.
Wow, that's rich. I told you guys, I have James here today, and he's gonna blow your mind. I'm so happy you said that, James. And it's so true because I remember I had always wanted to be a speaker. I wanted to be an author, but then I signed up for your speaking as a speaking program, coaching program, and I learned so much nuggets. And you're right, after learning all those things, if I didn't really get up and do something and use some of those tips that you gave, those strategies about how to get speaking contract, I mean, I would still be here thinking about it. And the same
Sure.
with the book. You told us you write this book at this time, and I followed step by step. And I was the number one release, new release on Amazon. Why? Because I was able to take the knowledge that you gave us, or me, let me speak for myself, you
Sure.
gave me during that coaching program. And now I'm an author, the only author in my family. I never thought I'll ever write a book. So it's so true. The mindset, the skill set, and after those two, you need to get up and do something and take some actions. And I know
Yeah.
you are a big fan when it comes to action. You are so big. It's one of those things that you keep hammering. You got to get some things done. It's not going to happen by itself.
So
And
let me
that
give
is
you an
so true.
example of taking action. So this is the way my mindset is. I got a call yesterday for next week. So literally 6 days from now to fly to Nice, France. And go on a private billionaire person's yacht to watch in Monaco to watch the Formula One F1 world renowned race. Now, I don't know squat about car racing. It's going to be cool to be on a yacht in Monaco. The reason I'm going, and by the way, I switched an entire schedule of things I had to do to make this happen, was to shake hands with that billionaire person. So I want you to think about this. I'm flying 20 some hours. All of a sudden, like I just made it all happen last. It wasn't like, oh, I hope I can't make it. You can come up with every excuse. See, if you focus on excuses why you can't do anything in life, you'll never find the solution for how you can. So my rule is I take the T out of can't, and I just ask myself a question. What do I have to do to make it happen? So I made a list. Here are the things I have to do to make it happen. I had to switch six different major things in order to make it happen. I said, well, it's not that I can't do it and I'm not going to wimp out. I'm going to make it happen because how often do you get invited by a billionaire to go on his yacht in Monaco for 3 days and watch the F1 races? There's only 20 people going to be there. What kind of, and the others are a bunch of celebrities. What kind of relationships do you think I'm going to build? So look, I have the mindset of that I'm into relationship building mode. The skill set was okay, I got to switch all these things around and do whatever I have to do to get a flight over there. And then what am I doing? I'm getting off my assets. I'm not saying I can't do it. It's what do I have to do to make it happen? Let me give you one other quick little story. This is a true story about myself also. In November, I had a situation where I had to drive myself to the ER, the emergency room. My blood pressure went crazy, which I had no idea. I've never smoked. I've never done a drug in my life. I walk or run 10,000 steps a week. I eat very clean and very healthy. I don't drink alcohol. I drink a gallon of water a day. And every heart test, every kidney test, every piece of blood work has always come back negative. Yet all of a sudden, this blood pressure went crazy. So I go to the ER because I'm a little nervous because it was 220 over 132. Normal was 120 over 80. Okay. They don't know what's wrong. So they admit me into the hospital and give me all these meds and all this. About 5 a.m. in the morning, they bring it down to like 150 over 90. And then they tell me, well, we don't. And they ran all the tests to you. And they said, everything is negative. We don't really know. So we're going to send you home. I'm like, how can you send me home? This is not, look at the monitor. That's not normal. And so what do? They write me two more prescriptions. So now I'm on six, and they send me home, even though the blood pressure is high. So finally, I said, I had it with these doctors. This has been going on for 2 years. This hasn't, the first time I went to the ER was this situation, but I said, I had it. I said, none of them are taking action trying to figure it out. And I got mad at the doctors in the emergency room hospital. Remember, they work for me. They don't just push me off. And
Absolutely.
I was like, what's wrong with you people? Your job is to figure out what's wrong with this. You don't just send, you do this to all patients. You just send people home. Your job is to figure this out. And so I got in this heated argument with them because I'm not going to let, and I just got sad about what they were doing to other patients. Me, I get home. I start going online and I start researching who is the best person in the world to figure this out. And I found the guy that helped Dana White, who is the president of the UFC, Steve Harvey, actor, comedian, Stephen A. Smith from SportsCenter, ESPN. These are all top big name celebrities. And I found the guy and I literally said, hey, I'm hiring this guy. He fixed all these people who had the same problem as me. And he is a human biologist. And so, anyway, long story short, I was ready. I had a $100,000 check that I was going to give him to work with me because he works with only top echelon people now. I said, well, if I give him $100,000, he's going to work with me. I guarantee you. Now, pause. Now, most people say, I can't believe you're going to give him 100,000. You spend more on houses, you spend more on cars. You spend, look at a 5 year period on clothes, on going out. Like you won't spend that to get yourself figured out and healthy. That's just asinine to me. So first of all, my mindset shifted, right? The three parts, mindset, skill set, get off your asset. Mindset shifted to where I'm gonna figure this out. If these dodo brain doctors aren't trying to figure it out, then I'm gonna figure it out. That's my mindset. I'm not quitting until I figure this out. That's my goal. So I gotta go. I got to get the skill set now. I don't know how to fix find somebody who knows what I'm talking that you know what I'm talking about with this and knows the answers. So I go to this person, happens to be in South Florida, and I didn't have to pay him $100,000. He had a fee anyway. I got in with him, and he ran all these tests that doctors never run. Checked all my hormones, 92 different biomarkers, and doctors run basic blood tests, basic blood work, and they tell you nothing's wrong, but they don't know how to check your cells, your hormones, all that. A couple weeks later, we get on. He goes through my report with me on Zoom. And he says, you don't have a blood pressure problem. You got a methylation problem. By the way, nobody has a blood pressure problem. A blood pressure is something that's a result of something else.
Seven.
So he said, you don't have a blood pressure problem. You got a methylation problem. I said, what the heck is that? He said, if you take crude oil out of the ground and try and put it in a gas tank as fuel, it car won't run. That crude oil has to be refined into fuel. Put that into a car, it runs. So think of food and things you drink as the same way. Your body doesn't convert it into its natural sources and resources so your body can run optimally. So I'm going to put you on a regimen with natural supplements and vitamins that will allow this process to happen for you. He said, I also want you to start doing saunas 3 times a week, 30 minutes, and then a cold plunge where you get into 48 degree water for 3 minutes. It's called cold water immersion therapy. It's been out there forever. I used to do it as an athlete back when we'd have injuries. This is what I want you, and I want you to get rid of all sugars. He said, sugar is the worst thing in the world for any human being. Fat does not make a person fat. Sugar makes a person fat. Fat does not mess up your organs. Sugar does. He said, I want you to get off of that, processed foods, and all whites, flour, noodles, bread, all of that. Said, you give me 10 weeks, I will change your life. So now he gave me the skill set. It's up to me whether I want to do it or not.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't have to do it. I could have chosen not to use the skill sets this man taught me and laid out for me based on him working for 20 years with people and fixing them. I chose to get off my assets and do what he told me to do and follow the plan. Okay. Long story short, 8 days later, my blood pressure was normal.
Wow.
8 days.
Wow.
I also lost 30 pounds that I didn't know I had, because he said it'll get rid of all the inflammation that you don't see in your body. And I did it with literally hardly any exercise. Now, this is not telling anybody what to do or what not to do. I'm not making a health claim or suggestion. I'm just telling my story of I shifted my mindset. I got skill sets, learned from somebody who knows this. And then number three is I got off my assets and put it in motion. Okay, so I just wanted to tell a couple personal stories, because people say all the time, well, that's good, you're advising people to do this stuff, but what do you do? I'm like, no, I do the same. I follow the same stuff.
And that's so true. I know you to be the person that you coach what you do or what you have done and has worked. You never just coach based on what you think, because when you're coaching, you give clear example and you can show that these are things that I have done, guys, and I got result. And these are things I'm still doing, even at this level of my success. So thank you so much, James. I know you have to run, but hey, guys, remember, mindset, skill set, and get off your butt and do something. Take some action, because action, as James would say, is the cement that seals the deal. That is what produces the result. James, thank you so much. Is there any last word to our listeners?
Yeah, two things. If anybody wants to connect with me, you can reach me on Instagram or on Facebook. It's just my name, James, J-A-M-E-S, Malinchak, M-A-L-I-N-C-H-A-K. You can also find me at my website, www.bigmoneyspeaker.com. And then the last thing I'd like to say, to leave some positive words with everyone, is, you know, life is too darn short to not do what you dream of doing. Life is too darn short not to do the goals. You know, a lot of people, Grace, think that dreams and goals are for kids. Yeah. Like I'll have somebody 45, 55, 65. I'll say, what's one of your dreams? And oh, you know, I had some good dreams, but yeah, dreams are for kids. I'm like, no, what about your dream? What are you talking about? Dreams are for kids. That's nonsense. What is it you want to do this year? What do you want to do next year? What do you want to do 5 years from now? What do you want to do 10 years from now? Like, so what I'd like to leave everybody with is, you are special because you were born. If you think about how many sperm you outswam to become alive by the grace of God, you came into this world a winner because you won the race. And most people don't look at their lives like that, that, oh my gosh, I am a blessed human being because I even made it to this earth, number one. Okay. And then somewhere along the lines, we let society derail us with all nonsense and all the noise, you know, and then we start to allow our lives to be shaped into something that doesn't excite us and doesn't invigorate us. And what I want everybody to know is, you made it here. You know, we made it here. Our eyelids flipped open today. We are blessed to be breathing today. We are a winner. And the next thing is that, because of that, you got to understand, you have greatness within you. You have specialness within you. And you can do whatever you want to do. And you can't listen to all that noise and garbage out there in the media and online. And, you know, whatever it is you want to do, God put you here on this earth. And you can do it. You just got to shift your mindset, get the skills, and then get moving and get off your assets.
Absolutely. Mindset, skills, get off and implement. James has produced so many successes. I'm one of them. And big names that I can't start listing. But please check out James' website and you will be glad you did. James, thank you again. It's an honor to have you here today. And I am so grateful for your time and your knowledge, your wisdom. Thank you so much. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. I appreciate you. Be blessed.
Thank you. Alrighty. Hello, hello, people. That was James Malinchak, the amazing James Malinchak. I'm so blessed to have him here today. So if you are an investor, if you are a lady who is in a major transition in your life, And you are beginning to ask that question, what next? What next? I have achieved all of this, but I still feel the emptiness, the what, why am I on this earth? Then you might want to check out my website. We have some amazing coaching program on purpose driven. And if you are a teenager and you're listening to this episode, and you are a dream builder, or you have dreams, but you have no idea how to go about it, then you are a great candidate for my team, for my teen dream building program. So check it out and be a part of the community. Again, it's your girl Grace Oven, and this is Magnetize Podcast. Have an amazing day. See you next week. Bye. Now, are you ready to make your dream a reality? Head to freegiftfromgraceoven.com and start your unique journey today. That is freegiftfromgraceoven.com. See you on the other side.